This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudan's rival military faction signed a so-called Declaration of Principles to protect civilians and allow humanitarian access, but without a ceasefire, air strikes and artillery fire continued in Khartoum.
Since violence erupted on April 15th, Sudan's rival military factions have shown little desire to end their deadly fighting. The conflict has paralyzed Sudan's economy and strangled its trade. That is aggravating a ballooning humanitarian crisis, with the UN saying on Friday that 200,000 people have now fled into neighboring countries.
United States military is bolstering its defense posture in the Persian Gulf.
This is in response to Iran's increased interference with the navigational rights of internationally flagged merchant vessels, many of them carrying oil. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it is a core strategic principle of the United States not to allow foreign powers to jeopardize the freedom of navigation through critical waterways.
We are committed to responding to Iranian aggression together with our global allies and partners in the Middle East region to ensure the freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz and other vital waterways.
And more details about these reinforcements will be revealed in the coming days. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The border between the U.S. and Mexico was relatively calm Friday after a few signs of the chaos that had been feared following a rush by worried migrants to enter the U.S. before the end of pandemic-related immigration restrictions. Less than 24 hours after the rules known as Title 42 were lifted, migrants and government officials were still assessing the